The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
This is Sound of Merseyside. John Gibbons and PJ from Violet Records as well in this week. We'll do some ones to watch a little bit later on. You were in a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Ahead of the last event that you guys were putting on. How did it go?
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was probably our best so far, actually.
Just remind us, where was it and who was on?
It was at Studio 2, Parr Street, and we had the shipbuilders on. We had a spoken word artist, Jerry Linford, and a couple of other bands.
Loca were brilliant.
I'd never heard
Loca before. Yeah. I'd heard the one song that we played a clip of, but live, they were just absolutely terrific and just kind of like a bit kind of psychic. Huge sound for the kind of Studio too, but kind of really blew me away. They're actually playing Threshold Festival next weekend,
right.
So I'm looking forward to catching up with them.
And the idea of the gig, for anyone who missed that show, was it's a mashup, really, isn't it? Singers, artists.
It's a midweek night out where you can come and just sit down and listen to some music, some spoken word stuff. We've got some comedians at the next event, and it's taking shape, finally. We're up to, like, our ninth event now. But, yeah, it's getting where we want it to be. It's going all right with the support, because it depends on, like, people's support, and all the bands who've been involved have really got into the spirit of it and helped out themselves. Like, it's great. Yeah, we're looking forward to Tuesday.
PJ's a bit of a dark horse as well. He never said last time that he's a spoken word kind of poet or artist himself. And so he got up at the last one. I think he got his arms twisted, and I thought he was brilliant. I think maybe just because I was surprised because he didn't know he did it, and then got up and did the story about his brother and things like that. And it was great, and everyone was mesmerised.
Was it written down, or is it off the top of your head?
No,
or?
It's just short stories, basically. It's via the medium of a fella called Roy, who's
you've lost me now. What do you mean via the medium?
he's an alter ego of mine. I've got loads.
Okay.
Roy is just like someone who he doesn't know who he is. He's confused. He wants to be something, but he can't be. And the thing he is all right, but he's uncomfortable with it, and he's having a bit of an identity crisis. And I hope that comes across in his writing. Like, yeah, he's a good bloke, Roy. He's just misunderstood.
You snap into character, do you?
I'm trying to. Yeah,
right.
I'm using these gigs as a trial to go in and give me head a wobble in the dressing room like before it. Yeah, but that was just something that was never planned. That we fell into that. We had some spoken word artists on at the first event, and then when that finished, Matt, who's helped set this thing up, he just said, "You're on next." And I thought, no. And he went, "You're on next. We're putting you on the poster. You're on. You haven't really got a say in it." And I'm glad he done it, really, because it gave me the... It done me good, really, because I'd have just been sitting here with ideas, never getting anything done. They still don't put my name on the bill or anything. I'm still not that important yet.
But you know you're part of it.
I'll be getting up on Tuesday. Yeah.
Well, what's it like as a?
It's a really nice event. It's as PJ says, it's relaxed. Studio 2 is a really nice home for it, and I know they've moved around, but I was just chatting to PJ, thinks they might stay there because it is a nice home for it. Because, you know, I went down with my dad to the last one, and obviously we're different ages, but we could both enjoy the different things. And he's glad of the seat at his age. I'll tell you, my dad's.
I'm glad of a seat when I go somewhere.
Do you know what? I wasn't too unhappy with it either. But just a nice vibe. You'll see, you know, lots of people. You know, even if you don't, it's kind of a friendly atmosphere. People are kind of talking to each other, and the bar's there or whatever. If you can have a drink. Comes in a nice pace at you as well, you know what I mean? There's not loads of sitting around with nothing happening, you know what I mean? Suddenly someone's coming up with some spoken word or some poetry, and it's just all very, very different. And I'd say there's something for everyone from what I've experienced and from what I've seen from the lineup for the next one. There's kind of something for everyone, really. And just, I think it's a nice thing how they put it midweek as well, because for Friday night it might not really work. You might get people talking over it and stuff like that, and that'd be a shame. Whereas on a Tuesday, people who come, they come to listen to something and they come to experience something maybe different to what they're not used to, because I'm not going to loads of spoken word nights, you know what I mean? Very few, really. But just seeing that made me think, oh, maybe I would, maybe now I'd go to something that was pure spoken word. Whereas if you said that to me a few months ago, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, because unless you're exposed to it, you probably don't really understand or get a feeling of what it's all about, do you? So it's so the next one is when?
The next one's this Tuesday, at the same venue, Studio 2 Parsteet. And we've got an author on called Richard Millwood, who's I'm a fan of his. I read a couple of his books a few years ago and met him by chance at a festival over the summer, and we arranged to do it. And I've since watched some clips of him, and he's wrote this book called 10 Story Love Song, which is...
Stone Roses.
Yeah, and it's set in Middlesbrough, in a tower block in Middlesbrough, and it's all about the people who live in that block. And what I didn't know until I watched this clip was that Richard actually performs with a block of flats on his head. So looking forward to that. That should be interesting. Yeah.
There's people at home shaking their heads about... Yeah.
I've been trying to picture it.
It's really weird you say that. I downloaded 10 Story Love Song yesterday. Yeah. I hadn't listened to it for like 5 years. I downloaded it again. It's got the best opening minute, I'd say, of most songs. It's so dramatic, the opening first minute of that song. It's amazing.
You'll like the book.
Yeah?
It's great, yeah. It's great.
So who else?
We've got a band called Psycho Comedy. They I've got a bit of a bias towards them because they're from Walton, and I was just amazed that people from Walton are in bands, because I grew up there, and you got your head kicked in for carrying a guitar around there back then. And I really like what they're doing. They're quite young and they're just having a go, and we've asked them to get involved, and they've got involved in the right spirit. We've got a band called Sunstack Jones on as well.
I think we're going to play.
We're going to play them. I tell you what, we'll have a break and we'll play them in a second or two.
All right, Steve. Yeah. Who's the other one? We've got our first comedian on this week.
And you said you struggled to find a comedian that you thought was the right level for this.
Yeah, and who would agree to do it?
Liverpool's full of comedians.
I know, just not very good ones. The old Scouse sense of humour. Right? His name's Ant Campbell.
Right.
And he came to prominence via Twitter, really, because he was just funny on Twitter.
Mm.
But that's one thing, isn't it? But he actually transfers over to the stage. He's a very funny guy. And he's got two gigs that night, so he's going to be running back and forth between venues. Yeah, so that'll be our first comedian, so we're going to see how that goes. Hopefully get one on every gig.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
PJ's here from Violet Records and Gibbo as well. So the next big event you're putting on Tuesday night, and one of the bands performing is Sunstack Jones. Local band?
From the Whittle, aren't
they?
Are they?
Of the water, yeah.
Okay, what do we know about them?
It's just pure chance, really. Their manager is I went to infant school with, and he contacted me randomly and said, I've got this band and I've heard you putting these nights on. And I had a listen to them and they were great. I thought, yeah, all right, let's do it.
What, you've not seen him since infant school?
I've seen him kind of since
I don't remember anyone from infant school, if I'm being honest. Yeah. So they're meant to be good, yeah?
No, they're very good. I've seen them before. Good, I think the part of the kind of the Skeleton Key kind of scene over on the Whittle, which is the Coral's label, and they're all kind of part of that, but they're very, very good, very talented, so they've done well to get them. They look terrific as well.
Right, let's have a listen. If you're interested in going to this gig next Tuesday night, here's Sunstack Jones.
Oh,
Always Something by Sunstack Jones, performing as one of the acts next Tuesday night at Studio 2 at Parr Street. Sounds absolutely brilliant, that band. Yeah, lots of them.
There's, I think it's only four of them, I think. Yeah. So there's not, it sounds like more, doesn't it? We were just saying how much love the harmonies on that, and I love a band who harmonise all the way through it. Makes me think of Buffalo Springfield and those kind of style of 60s bands. Really, really cool. So, yeah, get down and see them Tuesday night.
Super stuff. If you want some tickets for this, so just turn up on the door. How does it work, PJ?
There will be some on the door, but there's a ticket link on Violet Records, Facebook and Twitter. We'll probably take that down maybe tomorrow. But, yeah, turn up on the night.
Have you seen demand sort of increase for the night as you've done more and more and the word spread about it?
Yeah, slowly but surely. Seems to be happening, yeah. Because how it works is... Because there's no promoters or ticket agents, we say to the bands, promote yourselves. And if you're in a band and you can't promote yourself, you shouldn't really be in a band. But it's working. They're all getting into the spirit of it. And yeah, slowly but surely, it's gaining more interest.
And what's the PJ Alter Ego doing on Tuesday?
A story about... I might get into trouble for saying it. No, I won't say it. I say come down on Tuesday and have a listen.
That sounds a bit mysterious, doesn't it?
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.